Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 13, The Final Battle. Scene 5. The Bhishan performs Ravana's last rites. Ram spoke again to the Bhishan. Death has ended all animosity. Ravana is now the same to me as you are. Please perform the proper rites for his everlasting spiritual good. In accordance with the time-honored custom, Ram wanted to immediately perform the last rites for his fallen foe. The Bhishan stood reflecting for some time. He told Ram that he felt unable to perform the funeral rites for his brother because Ravana was cruel, merciless, and given to heinous sins. Although his brother, he was not worthy of the Bhishan's respect. Ravana's eulogies were an act of worship he could not honestly perform. Ram smiled. O Vibhishan, no disdain should ever be felt for the soul. Once dead, a person's soul leaves the body and proceeds to its next life. Ravana's sinful body is now dead, but his pure soul continues to live. The soul is always worthy of respect. You should therefore carry out the rites for the eternal good of your brother's immortal soul. The Bhishan looked down at Ravana's body. It was a fact. The soul of all beings was a pure part of the Supreme Lord. Ignorance only exists in the external material body and not in the soul. Ravana's sins, which proceeded from his ignorance, had ended with the end of his body. And especially as he had been slain by the Lord himself, all taints of sin were surely cleansed by such a glorious death. At once, the Bhishan began the necessary rituals. He had his brother's body brought to Lanka, and he lit a sacrificial fire, making offerings of grains and ghee, and worshipping Vishnu on behalf of Ravana. Along with the elderly Rakshasas and Yatudhanas, headed by Ravana's grandfather Malayavan, the Bhishan carried out all the rituals strictly in accord with the instructions of scripture. Ravana's body was placed on a huge casket. He was draped with golden silks and covered with flower garlands. To the sound of various musical instruments, the dead Rakshasa was borne by 100 demons and brought to a consecrated spot. Brahmanas among the Rakshasas carried the sacrificial fire in front of Ravan. They built a pyre out of logs of fragrant sandal and padmaka wood, along with ushira roots and Bhadrakali grass. The demons then placed Ravana upon the pyre and threw handfuls of parched rice, sesame seeds, and kusha grass. After uttering sacred mantras and sprinkling the pyre with ghee, the Bhishan set it alight. Quickly it blazed up, and within moments, the Rakshasa's body, who was formerly the king of Lanka, that body was reduced to ashes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.